The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 26, 1973, in London, England.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your coming here and participating with this Krishna consciousness movement. So, we have already some understanding about this movement. Still, as you have kindly come here, I shall try to explain what is this movement. This movement means that to awaken the original consciousness of the living entity. Living being or living entity, there are varieties, 8,400,000 varieties. There are 900,000 varieties in the water. And 2,000,000 varieties as trees and plants. Jalajanam lakhani sthavara lakhavimsa. And then, insects, reptiles, there are 1,100,000 varieties. Then there are 1,000,000 varieties of birds. Pakshusadak, pakshinam dasalakhaka. Then beast, 3,000,000. 3,000,000 varieties of animals, beasts, four-legged beasts. And then there are 400,000 forms of the human being, out of which the civilized men, they are taken into consideration. All other varieties, they are in the lower grade of life. They cannot understand Krishna consciousness. It is not possible. It is in the human form of body, when the consciousness is developed. In the tree also there is consciousness. It is now scientifically proved. When you cut tree, or take its leaves, it feels, and that is recorded in the machine. This machine was discovered by Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose, a great physicist in Calcutta. So everyone has got consciousness. There is no doubt about it. But the developed consciousness is found in the human being. And the topmost development of consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we are appealing to the people in general all over the world that now you have got developed consciousness than the lower animals, birds, trees, beasts. Now you develop further so that you can awaken your original consciousness, which is called Krishna consciousness, then your life is successful. This is Krishna consciousness movement. You have got already consciousness. Just like a child, a boy, has got consciousness, he is sent to school, colleges. He develops his consciousness, he can understand scientific truth, and then he becomes a very big man, a successful man. As there are such considerations in the material world, similarly, the development highest consciousness is spiritual consciousness. That is called Krishna consciousness. The spiritual consciousness should be cultivated, first of all, understanding that we are all spiritual beings. We are not this material body. That we have to first of all understand. Within this material body, there is the spirit soul. And that spirit soul, out of ignorance, it is desiring material sense gratification. Therefore, he has to transmigrate into different types of bodies. And as soon as we accept one material body, it doesn't matter whether it is king's body or dog's body, it doesn't matter, because the spirit soul has accepted this material body, he has to undergo the threefold miserable conditions of material existence. This is the problem. Therefore, Krishna advises that matra sparshastu kaunteya śrītosna sukha-dukkha-dā. Our material understanding of pains and pleasure on account of this body. When the body feels cold, we cover. When the body feels very warm, we uncover. The covering and uncovering is due to seasonal changes. Therefore, this material world means changing always. It is called jagat. Jagat means always changing. On account of the material world's changing, we feel pains and pleasure on this material body. Krishna advises, therefore, that matra sparshastu kaunteya śrītosna sukha-dukkha-dā. The material pains and pleasures, they are on account of this body. But we are not this body, we are spirit soul. Our main business is how to elevate the soul to its original position of eternity. That is our problem. These things are very nicely explained in the book known as Bhagavad Gita. We are presenting this Bhagavad Gita as it is, and we hold our class also in this hall daily in the morning. So we invite all ladies and gentlemen to come here and try to understand Bhagavad Gita. We have got this opportunity of human form of life. We can understand what I am, what you are. We are not this body, we are spirit soul. As spirit soul, we are all eternal, blissful and cognizant. But on account of this material covering, we are suffering the material conditions, threefold kinds of miserable life. It is very difficult, little, but this is the problem. We have to understand this, otherwise you are missing the opportunity of this human life. If you neglect, then we are just like animals. The animals have no concern to understand this philosophy of life, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, I am encased, somehow or other, I have to get out of this entanglement and be again reinstalled in my original consciousness and be happy, having eternal life, blissful life and full of knowledge. This is the problem. But people have become so dull and restless that they do not even care to understand this philosophy of life, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. Actually, even one's daily life, one can understand that he is different from this body. Just like every one of us, we had a child's body, a boy's body, a youth's body. Now I am old man, but I can remember that I had a body, a small body, baby's body. I remember personally, when I was 6 months old, I was lying down on my eldest sister's lap. She was knitting. I still remember. So, then I got another body, another body, another body, and according to development of body, I had different consciousness. Just like child's consciousness is different from the father's consciousness. So we are actually getting different types of body every moment, and the consciousness is changed also according to the body. This is a fact. But I remember that I had such and such body. I was doing such foolish things when I was a child, and all these things I remember. Therefore, I, the person, the soul, is existing, although the bodies are not existing. This is a fact. Those bodies, my childhood body, my boyhood body, my youthful body, they are no longer existing. It is a fact. I have got now a different body. But I remember that I possess such and such bodies. Therefore, the conclusion is that in spite of change of body, the spirit soul remains the same, eternal. Similarly, when I shall change this body, I shall get another one. Tatha dehantaram prati. That is called transmigration of the soul. But unfortunately, there is no education on the spiritual knowledge in any school, college, although there are books. They can read, they can understand the constitution, position of the soul, but there is no arrangement. Perhaps this Krishna consciousness movement is the only institution which is teaching people that he is not this body, he is spirit soul, he is different from body, and he is transmigrating from one body to another, birth and death. Actually, the spirit soul has no birth and death. Na jayate indriyate va kadachi. The spirit soul is eternal. It does not take birth or it dies. The body is changing. The change of the body is known as birth and death. We are eternal. Therefore, nobody wants to die because he is eternal by constitution. He doesn't like to change. But he is forced to change by some power. That is understanding. That I do not wish to die. What is that force that obliges me to accept death? I do not wish to become old man. But there is a power which is forcing me to accept old age. This is the problem. Unfortunately, we have given up the real problem of life. We are very much embarrassed with the temporary existence of this body, say for some years, 50 years or 100 years. But as we are eternal, we are not taking care of the eternal soul, what is its need. But when a person is developed, his spiritual consciousness automatically develops. At that time, he is no more satisfied with the comforts of the material body. In the Western country, that feeling is now very prominent because there are so many confused, frustrated young men who are known as hippies. They are not satisfied with the ways of life as their fathers and grandfathers are living. They are protesting the other. That means there is spiritual starvation. Therefore, we see also, as soon as some Swami or Yogi comes from India, They flock together. They go there to receive some message. Because the hankering is already there. Athato brahma jignasa. Now, you should take advantage of this hankering and the movement Krishna consciousness. That is for your profit. You want something spiritual, and here is the spiritual movement, Krishna consciousness. Simply, you have to study this movement very carefully and with intelligence. Then you will understand that this is the thing we are hankering after. This is position. So, we are opening centers all over the world. In America, we have got about 50 centers, and in your Europe, we have got about half a dozen or more than a dozen centers, including France, Germany, Amsterdam, England, Ireland, Scotland. So, this is a new center opened by us. This house has been very kindly given to us by George Harrison. He's a nice boy. He's taking to Krishna consciousness. So, you have got good facilities now to understand what is this Krishna consciousness movement. So, we shall simply request you to take advantage of this center. We are not charging anything. You haven't got to pay anything. If you come in the morning and take part with us, we hold class. We are engaged 24 hours in this temple, but especially we hold class in the morning from 7 to 8 and other classes, Aratrik also. We perform 6 times Aratrik, Bho. We have got 24 hours engagement. So at any time you can come. We have got books. Our program is for publishing 60 books. Now, we have already published about 20 books, big books, 400 pages. So if you understand, if you want to understand this movement through philosophy, science, and good logic, argument, we have got sufficient stuff to convince you how this Krishna consciousness movement is important. But, suppose you are not interested in reading, or you cannot read, cannot understand philosophy. We have got a very simple method, chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So either you become a scholar, or you become an ordinary man, you can take advantage of this movement. And there is no need of qualifying yourself. We don't say that first of all you qualify yourself, then come here. No. Any condition, even a child can take part. If you come here, you see, when Kirtan goes on, even small children, they also take part. It is so nice movement. And by taking part in this movement, automatically you feel some ecstasy, spiritual ecstasy. Then you begin to dance. We don't ask you to dance, but the chanter automatically dances. These are the spiritual significance of this movement, and anyone is invited. There is no restriction for any caste, creed and color, because God is one, and everyone, according to our philosophy, every living entity, there are, as I have already explained, 8,400,000 different forms of living entities. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, said that I am the seed-giving father of all the living entities. So we have no discrimination between even man or animal. Animals are also accepted as the sons of the Supreme. But they are differently dressed. We are simply changing dress. On account of changing dress, we think that we are dying and taking birth. Bhāsāṁsi jinnāni yathāvihāya. Just this verse we are discussing this morning. So, all living entities are sons of God, Krishna. Therefore, those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, they are called Pandita, learned. Pandita Samadarshina. A Pandit sees equally everyone. Vidyavinaya Sampanne, Brahmani, Gavihastini, Sunichecha, Sapakecha, Pandita Samadarshina. That is Pandit. When we can see, that is actually spiritual existence. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakankati. Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu Madhvakti Lavate Para. A devotee acquires all these qualifications. He acquires first qualification, he understands that he is not this material body, but his spirit soul. That is first understanding, Brahma Bhuta. And the symptoms of that condition of life, that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul, na sochati na kankhati. And in that position, for material gain and loss, he is not interested. It is not that a Brahma Bhuta, a spiritually realized person, if he all of a sudden, that we have got all of a sudden this nice house, it is 220,000 pound worth. We do not expect to get such a nice house or such money. But sometimes it comes, actually. We are maintaining such 100 centers. But they have been given by the public. Krishna sends. So, because we have got such nice house, not that we have got this house. Of course, we are very much pleased because we are now able to accommodate Krishna here, install the deity and conduct the temple worship. That way we are happy. But not from material point of view. Now we have got nice house. No. We can lie down on the street. So, na kankhati. But Krishna sends for the facility of our business. Krishna gives us all facilities. That's a fact. Although we did not endeavor for constructing this house or so many other houses, but Krishna sends us money, Krishna sends us the means how to have nice house, how to accommodate the devotees nicely, how to have nice cars also, nice food, everything. There is no scarcity. Don't think that Krishna counts us people. We have no business. We are not professional men. Still, we are living better than any ordinary man. That is Krishna's grace. Krishna says, Tesam satadu yuktanam yogakshemam bahamaham. He knows, just like a father knows, the innocent child's needs. A small child, innocent child, simply dependent on the father or mother. The father, mother knows what this child requires now for his comfort. So father, mother supplies. See, if you depend on Krishna, because he is the Supreme Father, fully, then all your needs, he is already supplying you all the needs of your life. Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kama. That is the distinction between God and ordinary being. God is also a living being like you and me. He is also a person. As you are person, I am person. But the difference is that one person is providing all the necessities of unlimited persons. And we unlimited persons, we are dependent on God. This is our philosophy. Another philosophy is that everything belongs to God. Nothing belongs to us. That's a fact. Therefore, as sons of God, everyone has got the right to use father's property. But he should not take more than he needs. That is all. If one takes more than what he needs, then he becomes a criminal. So similarly, we can live very comfortably on this planet because this planet belongs to God. We should not designate ourselves as Englishman, as American, as Indian, as African, and fight amongst themselves. We should always know that we are all sons of God. The property is God's. We can use whatever we need by the grace of God. The supply is there. There is no question of scarcity, and thus save your time, be peaceful, and chant Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Only one need of the living being, that there are many other needs in today's society.
No, you have got only four needs. You want food, you want shelter, you want sense gratification, and you want defense. That's all. Ahara, nidra, bhayamanta. These needs are there even in the animals. They also eat, they also sleep. They have also sex life, and they also depend in their own way. So you need these four things, so you can arrange for these four things, but not extraordinary. People are increasing their needs artificially, therefore they are in trouble. And as soon as there is accumulation of more things, if you accumulate more than your need, I also imitate to accumulate more than my need. There is competition. That competition is going on. And that is the cause of war. Those who are aware of the history, the two big wars in Europe were started by German people because they are very much envious of the English people. The Germans, they could not do business throughout the whole British Empire. We know Indians. So they were very much envious of these British people, and therefore they started two big wars, world war. So if we collect more, now the British Empire is finished. So if we collect more, if we want to acquire more, then other becomes jealous. And in this way our jealousy increase, and that is the cause of war, that is the cause of fight. But if you are satisfied with your minimum or maximum means, nobody will be jealous. Just like an elephant is eating 40 kilos of foodstuff at a time. We cannot eat even 1/4 kilo. But we are not envious of the elephant, because we know he needs to eat so much. Neither the elephant is envious to us. So whatever you need, you can collect, you can eat. But don't take more. Then, according to the God's law, you become criminal. You are punishable. That is God's law. You eat, I eat. It is a common pleasure. So I must eat what I need, and you must eat what you need. That's not a very big philosophical problem. Everyone knows what you eat. But don't eat more. Suppose I can eat so much, and if I eat more, then I get indigestion. That is the punishment of the laws of nature. I get dysentery. Then I'll have to starve for 3 days, because I've eaten more. So, yuktahara viharasya yoga bhavati siddhita. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, if you want to be a yogi or spiritualist, you should not take more than what you can digest, what can eat. That's yuktahara. You can satisfy your hunger. But according to yogic principle, or from health point of view, even if you can eat so much, you can understand that I can eat so much. You should not eat the whole thing, you should eat half. And 1/4 you shall fill up with water. And 1/4 you should leave vacant, so that there may be ventilation, your digestion will be easily done. This is Ayurvedic law. Even if you think that you can eat so much, you should not voluntarily eat so much, you should eat half. And 1/4 you should fill up with water, and 1/4 you keep vacant for air ventilation. Then there will be no disease. It is hygienic principle. And as soon as you eat more than what you can digest, you become diseased. That means you are punished. Similarly, in every action, you can have your portion as you need, but don't take more. Then it is helpful to Krishna consciousness. Juktahara viharasta yoga bhavati siddhi.
The gentleman asks, how do we apply that internationally?
It is an international society we are picking up. Men of this mentality, not that the whole world will be followers, that we do not expect. But there are men all over the world who like this movement. Therefore we say international society. And actually it is happening. We are picking up our devotees from all parts of the world. So therefore it is international. Hare Krishna.